Hey, hello.
We're looking for Betsy A. Jacobs.
Just a minute, please.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, Ms. Jacobs. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, thank you.
Great to hear that. Ms. Jacobs, my name is Dwight Williams, and I'm calling from TKA. That is Tate and Curlin SSCA.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason behind giving you a call is that your account with Household has been forwarded to my office with an outstanding balance of $1,654.15.
What?
Ma'am, your account with Household?
Yeah.
Kmart?
Kmart?
For... Yeah, for $1,654.15.
What's a lot of money?
My client, the surgeon, was looking for the final disposition on how do you intend to take care of this will, ma'am.
Well, magic.
Sorry?
I have recently hooked up with a group. They're Wiccans. They can conjure things with potions and spells, and they can help make this go away. With magic.
Wiccan?
Wiccan.
What do you mean by Wiccan?
W-I-C-C-A-N. Wiccan. And they have all sorts of potions and spells and black magic that makes problems go away.
I can go ahead and close up this account at a one small payment.
Let's close it out.
And remove completely out of your name.
Let's close it out. Let's see if we can close it out.
How much of the money do you think you can pay?
All of it.
All right. So how do you think you'll make the payment? Through your checking account?
I'm trying right now. I'm trying something now. Is the debt still there?
Ma'am, it won't be there if you make the payment of $992.42.
In your world, that's how people operate. In mine, we do this.
What?
I'm trying something right now. Now wait and see if it works.
Are you doing the same thing what you said, Wiccan?
Wiccan,
yeah?
Is a belief system. What I am doing is utilizing tools I've been given.
How do you want to take care of this account? So your checking account or your debit card?
Do you take magic cards? Would you take a squirrel tail?
I'm sorry?
No apologies needed. You've done nothing wrong. You've been a perfect gentleman.
So we're trying to settle this account at $992.49.
Make it 666 and we have a deal.
666?
Yes.
It's a devil's number.
Don't say that!
Sorry?
No need to apologize. You've been a perfect gentleman.
All right. So may I have the name as it exactly appears in your debit card?
Okay. The name is Atticus Finch.
Sorry?
No need to apologize. You've been a perfect gentleman.
Sir, I'm not apologizing.
Oh, sorry?
I am not able to understand you properly.
Oh, okay. My name is Atticus Finch.
And how do you spell your last name?
F-I-N-C-H.
Let's go ahead and settle this account at 666.
Go ahead.
May I have your debit card number, please?
Yes. 5732-4416-8737-2428.
And when does it expire?
9:09.
There will be a three-digit CVV number. May I have the number, please?
Yes. 046.
046?
Yeah.
All right, and you have the funds available today in your card?
Damn right I do.
All right, this is an invalid card number.
Damn it to hell! I was given that by a guy on the street just a week ago, and he said it worked perfectly well. I gave him $7.
Is there any other card that you want to use for this transaction?
Yes, my YMCA card.
Your YMCA card?
Ideally, if that would work.
Oh, I may have the card number, please.
Yes. 1436.
I'm sorry, sir. This card number won't work. And the card number should start with 54.
How do you know what YMCA card should start with?
we only accept a card with a Visa or a Master logo.
Oh, well, then you don't even accept YMCA cards.
Uh-huh.
Well, why did you even ask for the number then? I'll tell you what, I'll go with AAA.
AAA? May I have the card number, please?
Yep. 8686.
I'm sorry, sir, this is not a Master or a Visa card.
No, it's a AAA card. Why are you torturing me? I say I want to use a card, I start to give you the number, and you say no. And
sir,
then
do you really want to settle this account at 666?
Why do you keep saying that number?
Stop screaming now.
All right.
All right.
All right.
May I have the information, please?
Which information you're looking for?
May I have the card number, please?
And which card?
The card one, number.
I gave you the card number of the only card you take, which is a card I purchased for $7. You say you can't use that card. Then I have other cards that are perfectly valid, and in fact mine. I didn't buy them on the street.
Well, the card number that you're providing. Let me have the card number once again.
All right. 6632. 473.
I'm going to 66 now. Earlier it was 5732.
But that was before the sounds came. Don't you know what they do? I don't make the universe. I react.
We're landing nowhere. I think I should go ahead and forward this account for the border collection activities here, all right?
I think I need to speak to your supervisor immediately.
Sure. Allow me a moment. Let me just transfer this call. All right?
All
allow
right.
Allow me a moment.
All right.
I'll make you speak with him right
Thank
now.
Thank
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Mr. French. This is Stephen Hawk from TNK. I'm one of the managers over here.
Yeah.
How are you today?
Hi, I'm real good, real good. I'm having just a great day. Thanks.
Right. Now, what I see that you gave out the card numbers to one of my associates. Could you re-verify the card numbers to me, sir?
Let's see what we have here. Yep, I have a Visa. Would you like me to give
Can
it to
I
you?
Can I have the card number?
Sure. It's 4287.
Yeah.
3657.
Okay.
9897 and 2277.
Excavation?
10-12.
10-12?
Yes.
The last three numbers at the back of the card?
666.
Give me one quick second, sir.
Give me cloven hooves. Yes.
Okay, the card number that you gave to me right now, I mean, that card also appears to be an invalid card.
What's the point of owning any of them if they're not legal tender? They hand them out to we commoners, we the great unwashed, the rabble, the rank and file, the masses, the plebeians, the herd, and they want us to buy, 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 and then we do... And the debt grows, 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 and then we want to pay the debt with the same card, and they say, sorry, invalid.
Do you have any of the cards that you can use out?
Let me see. I have a Hallmark card.
Does it have a Visa or a Master logo?
No, it has a clever little greeting.
Sorry?
No need to apologize. You've been a perfect gentleman.